Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Hey everybody, for our short devotional today, we want to talk about the power of prayer. And I want to read to you from 2 Samuel chapter 17, verse 14. Here we go, ready? So Absalom and all the men of Israel said, "The advice of Hushai the Archite is better than the advice of Ahithophel." For the Lord had purposed to defeat the good advice of Ahithophel to the intent that the Lord might bring disaster on Absalom. Again, that's 2 Samuel chapter 17, verse 14. Now, during the reign of King David, Ahithophel was a famous man in ancient Israel. He was a noted consultant or counselor to the king, and his advice was so good that when he spoke, people said that you might as well have heard God himself speak. When David's son Absalom turned on his father and took the kingdom over, Ahithophel took the side of the rebel son instead of the side of God's king. When David heard that the wisest man in Israel was now against him, this is what David prayed. Ready? It's in 2 Samuel 15, verse 31. He said this, quote, "O Lord, I pray, turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness." Now, what we just read in 2 Samuel chapter 17, verse 14, that's the answer to that prayer. You see, Absalom had called his advisors together, and Ahithophel gave his advice, suggesting a quick and decisive strike against David and his weak band of supporters. Hushai, who was actually David's double agent in Absalom's entourage, Hushai suggested waiting until Absalom could gather and lead a large army. Ahithophel's advice was wise, but it didn't bring any special glory to Absalom. Hushai's advice was bad, even foolish, but it provided Absalom the opportunity for glory. All Absalom's yes men wanted to see their boss glorified. So they all said, "The advice of Hushai the Archite is better than the advice of Ahithophel." That might be the first time anybody ever said that, because the Lord always favored the advice of Ahithophel, and the people did too. Yet this is what we read in our verse here, verse 14. The Lord had purposed to defeat the good advice of Ahithophel. You see, this was the greater reason why the advice of Ahithophel was rejected. God was in control. The throne of Israel belonged to him, and he could grant it or deny it at his will. You see, Absalom had the smartest man in Israel on his side, but David's prayer was mightier than Ahithophel's wisdom. God could lead Ahithophel to give foolish counsel that was listened to, as in 2 Samuel chapter 16, verse 20, or he could allow Ahithophel to give great advice and yet have it rejected. God was in control. The Lord had purposed. Now, why did the Lord purpose to defeat the good advice of Ahithophel? Check it out. Because David prayed. Brothers and sisters, prayer moves the hand of God. And David prayed this in 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 31. "O Lord, I pray, turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness." Now, God had a plan, and the prayer of David furthered his plan. So the text tells us the plan, that the Lord might bring disaster on Absalom. It seemed like the disaster was all on David, but God was going to bring it on Absalom before the end. In all of this, there was a severe correction for David, and David knew it well. But at the same time, God did not forsake David during this time of chastening. He was there for David at that time also. He wasn't out to destroy David, but to correct him. David emerged from this time of correction a better man and more of a man of God than before. Now, we see many things in this, don't we? We see the power of prayer. We see the frailty and weakness of man. We see the correction and mercy of God. But consider this final point. The same God who can make a wise man foolish can also make a foolish man wise. It is his foolish wisdom through Jesus Christ that brings our salvation. Are you feeling wise? Then humble yourself before God. Are you feeling foolish? then find your confidence in him. God is a great God who answers prayer, and he knows how to bring down the wise and how to lift up the foolish. Put your mind and your heart upon him today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.org.